This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello, lovely. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We started this podcast to give you gorgeous grammar and super vocabulary for your high IELTS score.
Your bad nine score.
Oh, Rory, it's very bright in your new office. It's too bright. Oh my gosh, there's so much sun.
Yeah, I'll need to wear sunglasses soon.
Oh, sunglasses, you said? Shall we talk about sunglasses? Do you like this topic? I love it.
I love it, but it's a weird one, for sure. What do people talk about when they talk about sunglasses?
And we're gonna start off with a joke.
Yay.
I always wear sunglasses while I'm teaching. Why? Because my students are too bright.
This is what it's gonna be like for the rest of 2024.
Do you often wear sunglasses?
Well, there's a lot of cloud cover in my country, so it's not necessary most of the time. When I'm on holiday in other countries, I do, though, even if it's cloudy, because my Ray-Bans are like part of my outfit for going on holiday.
When do you wear sunglasses?
When I'm outside, when the sun is out. Like I said, I usually only wear them in the daytime on holidays, and that's when the sun's out. It's not often out in my own country, often enough to justify it, really.
Do you spend a lot of money on sunglasses?
Oh, wow. I had a huge argument with someone about this once because I said it was a phenomenal waste of money to spend hundreds of pounds on sunglasses when you could buy so many other different things. And then I started to make proper money. And one of the first things I bought was these Ray-Bans. So while I don't spend a lot of money on sunglasses now, I certainly did in the past.
Do you give sunglasses as a gift?
I mean, people could, but so many things need to be considered, like the style of the frame and the shape and color of the lenses, whether they're polarized or not. I think even the shape of the bridge, to be honest, is something that has to be tailored to the individual person. I think it's better as a personal choice, but that's just my opinion.
When do you never wear sunglasses?
When I'm indoors, or when it's cloudy and there's no sort of fashion statement to be made by wearing them. It would look a bit unhinged if you wore sunglasses in sight, like I'm doing now.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
We have our premium episodes for you, where Rory and I are discussing speaking part 2 and 3. We are using current, fresh IELTS speaking topics. This week on our premium, Rory is describing a job he doesn't want to do in the future. And in speaking part 3, we are talking about jobs and career in general. The link is in the description. Do check it out, okay? Promise? Put your sunglasses on and check it out. I wear my sunglasses at night. Ta, ta, ta. Do you know the song?
No.
So, sunglasses, or you can call them glasses, also eyewear. How can I use this eyewear word? Like, eyewear.
I guess if you're paraphrasing the question. So, what was one of the questions?
Do you often wear sunglasses?
Well, what? No, I don't really require eyewear because my vision's fine and there's not enough sun in my country to justify it. There we go.
Exactly. Also, dear listener, you use different brands. Rory told us about Ray-Bans.
I did. And so, Ray-Bans, pay me money for advertising, please. I like these ones, although I think everybody has a pair that looks like this nowadays.
So you can say I enjoy Ray-Bans eyewear, Ray-Bans sunglasses. So you say, when I'm on holiday, I wear sunglasses, or when it's cloudy, or when, what, like, when I'm in the sun?
Yeah, when the sun's out, or when there's not so much cloud cover, for example. There's different ways to talk about clouds. Clouds are out, cloudy, cloud cover, lots of cloud cover.
And you can say that Ray-Bans are a part of my outfit, okay? Because sunglasses are a stylish accessory, dear listener. So they are part of your outfit, of your, you know, like style and clothes.
Well, they're part of some people's outfits. They're not necessarily part of mine. I feel very uncomfortable sitting indoors wearing these glasses, which I've done for the whole episode. I hope you're impressed.
So you can say that, well, if I want to add a touch of cool to my look, I wear sunglasses, you know, like add a touch of cool, to be cool, to your look, to your outfit.
Why are sunglasses considered cool?
Because, I don't know, like you hide your eyes and you kind of like, yeah.
Like the mystery. You can only see my eyebrows now.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, Rory, do you know, like, can you do this with sunglasses? Is it like okay to do this?
Oh yeah, you wear them on your head like that. You know, some cool people wear two sets of sunglasses at the same time.
No, this is like bad manners. Don't do this, okay? So this is not cool, right? Especially if you are a lady, if you want to be elegant and nice, never do this, okay? Sunglasses go straight to the special bag and into your bag, okay? Not on your head.
What do you call the special bag?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's a pouch. Sunglasses pouch. Yeah. Well, it could be a pouch or it could be a case.
I wear glasses when I'm outside, or I wear glasses in the sun. And also we say a pair of sunglasses, okay? A pair, like a pair of jeans, a pair of sunglasses. But actually, dear listener, you can wear your sunglasses everywhere. On the street, in the car, in a nightclub, in the office, you know, get like a touch of cool to your look. And also, there are cycling glasses, for example, yeah? And if you go swimming, what do you call these glasses when they...
Oh, goggles.
Goggles, dear listener. So you can say that, oh, I sometimes wear goggles, special glasses for swimming. Rory, do you ever wear sunglasses indoors, like to look cool, like in a nightclub, you know?
No, I think that's insane. And actually, I think it's really frowned upon. Because it's already dark in the club. I don't know why you would wear sunglasses unless you were blind. In which case, I don't actually think they're sunglasses. I think they're a different kind of glasses.
We can spend a lot of money on eyewear. Eyewear. Sunglasses, right? And Rory told us that he used to spend a lot of money on sunglasses.
Well, I did once. One time in the past, I spent a lot of money on sunglasses, and then I never needed to again because they were so high quality. They have lasted. I've had these sunglasses almost as long as we've had the podcast, actually.
Wow. So you see, you can say that my sunglasses have lasted for a long time. So they have lasted for a long time, or I've been wearing them for 10 years, okay? But I still have them. If they broke,
I would have a nervous breakdown because they were hundreds of pounds.
You can also say that I own a pricey pair of sunglasses. Pricey, very expensive, all right? So like to stand out from the crowd, I need to have expensive sunglasses to stand out, to be different from everybody else. Rory, do you know how much the most expensive sunglasses cost?
Oh, they'll be thousands, I would imagine, if not tens of thousands.
Okay, dear listener, are you ready? Dolce Gabbana, you know Dolce Gabbana, the brand? So, the Dolce Gabbana glasses cost almost $400,000. Okay, dear listener. Also, Cartier glasses cost about $160,000, dear listener. And Bulgari is like, sunglasses are as cheap as almost $60,000.
Oh, only. Okay. I don't really... Well, there are all kinds of reasons that people would spend money on that, but it's not the kind of thing I would spend money on if I had that kind of money.
And you can say that if I had money, I would buy a designer glasses, like a Gucci pair of glasses with diamonds and emeralds and gold diamonds, you see? So you show off your super vocabulary, like a glasses made of platinum with other precious gemstones.
If you are a normal person, though, perhaps you could talk about what the features of regular pairs of sunglasses are. It's probably easier to compare the two, because I've got two different styles of sunglasses with me now. You can see they have a different shape for these metal bits here. These are the frames. They both have the black bits. These glass things here are the lenses. And if they reflect the light, then they are...
Polarized. Yeah, for example, my glasses, ultra polarized. So they reflect something.
Well, they reflect a lot of the light because they need to reduce the glare. The glare is, it's the amount of, like, a huge amount of light coming in to your eyes. And so if there's a lot of that, it can damage your eyes.
So you can say that I need to protect my eyes or my vision against which kind of rays? UV rays. Rays, like, from the sun. Okay.
And if you live in a hot country, unlike me, then you might need to say, because there's so much ultraviolet radiation, it's important to wear sunglasses all the time, or most of the time, outside.
Ultraviolet?
Ultraviolet radiation, that's what it's called. Well, ultraviolet light, I should say, sorry.
Yeah, and also about the shape, we can have, like, the most common shape of glasses is pilot-shaped glasses.
Do you mean aviators?
Aviators. Oh, boy. No, I think aviators is something else.
Ah, beg my pardon. They are pilot-shaped, but the term aviator is something that's unique to Ray-Ban. So again, Ray-Ban, pay me money for advertising.
Yeah. So you can say, like, pilot-shaped glasses, or what other shapes do we have?
Whatever shapes Ray-Ban will pay me to advertise. I honestly don't know. Aviators or pilot-shaped glasses, they have very big lenses and they cover more of the eye space.
Oh, there we go. Pilot-shaped oval, right? Round glasses. Rory has round glasses like John Lennon.
They are round.
Square-shaped glasses. Rectangle glasses and geometrical. You see, so dear listener, usually we say like a pilot-shaped glasses. I think like these are pilot-shaped. Rory has round-shaped glasses. Also, dear listener, you can say that my sunglasses feature blue light filter. So they have a feature of protecting your eyes from some blue light, all right? So a very fancy thing to say. My sunglasses feature blue light filters. And for example, they are good for all outdoor conditions. Okay. Or my sunglasses are good for sensitive eyes. I have sensitive eyes, so I wear special sunglasses. Rory told us about lenses. Lenses, all right? They can be green, gray, lens color. Okay. So lenses can be of different colors. And also frame where your diamonds are, like metal frame, or, I don't know, with diamonds, with emeralds and gold, made of platinum.
Most people will have metal frames, I would imagine.
So I wear sunglasses as a status symbol. So they're expensive and they kind of, I show off my status to other people.
So if you wear them in public, even on a cloudy day, that's supposed to be a status symbol. Supposed to be. You don't have to do this.
It would be unhinged if I wore them inside. Roy, what's unhinged?
It's just crazy. But not massively crazy, just a little bit crazy. But still, it's not really a great idea to wear sunglasses inside. I mean, just for safety alone, you could bump into things. It's quite dark.
Yeah, and Ray-Bans, Gucci, Prada. What other brands of sunglasses do we have? I think like Oakley is also quite common.
It is, only if they're paying us for the pleasure of advertising, though. Seriously, Oakley and Ray-Bans, get in touch.
Right, dear listener, tell us what you think of sunglasses, what kind of sunglasses do you have, and if you had millions of pounds of dollars, Would you buy Dolce & Gabbana or Prada glasses with diamonds and gold, okay?
Or would you use that money for something more sensible?
And remember, sunglasses don't go to you on your head, just like this, okay? Thank you so much. Hugs and kisses.
Bye.
Bye. Do you often wear sunglasses?
Well, there's a lot of cloud cover in my country, so it's not necessary most of the time. When I'm on holiday in other countries, I do, though, even if it's cloudy, because my Ray-Bans are like part of my outfit for going on holiday.
When do you wear sunglasses?
When I'm outside, when the sun is out. Like I said, I usually only wear them in the daytime on holidays, and that's when the sun's out. It's not often out in my own country, often enough to justify it, really.
Do you spend a lot of money on sunglasses?
Oh, wow. I had a huge argument with someone about this once because I said it was a phenomenal waste of money to spend hundreds of pounds on sunglasses when you could buy so many other different things. And then I started to make proper money. And one of the first things I bought was these Ray-Bans. So while I don't spend a lot of money on sunglasses now, I certainly did in the past.
Do you give sunglasses as a gift?
I mean, people could, but so many things need to be considered, like the style of the frame and the shape and color of the lenses, whether they're polarized or not. I think even the shape of the bridge, to be honest, is something that has to be tailored to the individual person. I think it's better as a personal choice, but that's just my opinion.
When do you never wear sunglasses?
When I'm indoors, or when it's cloudy and there's no sort of fashion statement to be made by wearing them. It would look a bit unhinged if you wore sunglasses in sight, like I'm doing now.